Hey guys, this is episode 11 of the Midcasters. I'm your co-host, Jalen, and this is
Craig, your favorite comic book and film TikToker.
Awesome. And we got some amazing news today, fresh off of San Diego Comic-Con, which I got to be able to go to. Fortunately, I didn't get into the Marvel panel, but I did get into some other awesome panels, which included Transformers Run, one with Chris Hemsworth. I almost bum-rushed the stage, but I did not. And then the Alien Romulus panel, which was amazing. But let's dive into our first news. Kang is out and Doctor Doom is in, but it's not any old actor playing Doctor Doom. It is the one, the only, RDJ, fresh off his Oscar win. Craig, what are your thoughts about them abandoning King and going straight to Dr. Doom? And do you think Dr. Doom needs to have his own epic 10-year saga?
I would rather see them finish off King before abandoning it and moving on to the next big baddie, because they did King so dirty in Ant-Man and Wasp Quantumanium. And I think that if they should have just recasted Kang, honestly, I think Coleman Domingo would have done excellent as Kang. He is he's an exceptional actor, and I think he would have done great. And them just abandoning Kang and moving on to Doctor Doom, I think that he needs more time to develop as a villain.
Exactly. I do think Denzel Washington would have been a perfect fit to recast, just because he has that ominous tone. He plays a great villain. He has that deep voice. He has that command on set. And I don't think he would have asked for as much money as RDJ. And it kind of just feels lazy that they're, and desperate that they're abandoning it. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like they're only doing it to appease fans. And a lot of times when you do that, the fans don't take it well. I mean, they love it until they get it.
Yeah, I think for me is that we kind of were coming into Marvel as it's going, but the new fans, like, we know him as Tony Stark, and obviously we're going to know him as Victor Von Doom because he's not a variant. But the new fans are going to be so confused thinking that that's Tony Stark. Why is he Dr. Doom all of a sudden? And now they're going to have to go back and rewatch every single thing, which I think is super unnecessary. Not many Marvel films are rewatchable, in my opinion, but it is very desperate. And the fact that this is, I guess, the terms that will be happening for him in order to come back. He obviously will be getting Anthony Geruso back to direct the Doom movie, and then to direct Secret Wars. He's going to be having his own trailer encampment at designated security. He's going to be bringing his furniture with him. And I just kept thinking to myself, when all the visual effects workers and all the crew are making, like, way less than, like, obviously RDJ, it's just like, it just seems, this is the type of greed the Bible talks about. And it is, like, the most insane thing to, like, ever happen. And I was just so incredibly shocked, surprised, confused when they announced him, because there are so many other actors out there that could have done it. More specifically, I wouldn't consider him the villain in Creed 2. He was the boxer that obviously faced Creed, and he's Romanian. And like you said, Von Doom is Romanian, and I think he just has that type of vibe about him that he can hold a screen. He has that deep voice. He is scary. And I think Dr. Doom needs to be the most menacing character, like, to ever be written.
I 100% agree. I can't think of the actor's name at the moment. But he played like one of the henchmen in Shang-Chi Legend of the Ten Rings. And then,
the one with the arm thingy.
Yeah. And they have had multiple actors play more than one character in the same universe before. So it wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah. And I think people are like, oh, comparing it to Gemma Chan, how she's played a character in the Eternals and she's played some type of villain, some goon villain in the first Captain Marvel movie. And I was just like, I feel like that's not a comparable thing. Or like Chris Evans was Johnny Storm, then Captain America. I'm like, those aren't comparable, like, whatsoever. Like, this kind of, I get comics, but comics are different than the movies. Movies are adapted. They're not always meant to follow the source, true for true. And I just kind of feel like it ruins Tony Stark's death.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are concerned about Peter's interaction with Doom. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, what's it going to be like when Peter runs into a villain that looks like Tony, but is it Tony? Like, I honestly
Peter? Don't. I'm not kidding. I'm sorry. You opened yourself up for that joke. Anyway,
I should have seen that. I'm more concerned about I'm more excited about the thought of him teaming up with Daredevil and Fantastic Four over him worried about some doppelganger that resembles Tony but isn't
Tony. Well, they're not calling him a variant, so I just feel like maybe he's just straight up Doctor Doom, and then it's never going to be acknowledged that, like, oh yeah, that's RDJ, aka Tony Stark. I think they're just going to kind of brush past it, like how they did with Rhodey when he was recast, like just brush past it.
They would never acknowledge that.
I think it's going to confuse fans, especially the newer fans. But I'm still standing on the ground that this is lazy, desperate, and I'm not looking forward to the Russo brothers. Because if you rewatch Endgame, it just really doesn't hold up well, and none of their movies outside of the MCU hold up well.
Yeah. Oh my God, who are you telling?
Oh my gosh, they might split Secret Wars into two parts. So I guess Doomsday would kind of be like Age of Ultron. You know what? They're missing their opportunity to give us our Wanda Solo movie.
I think they waited too late for that.
I know. It pisses me off because, like, you could get the House of M series, because if you technically have Wolverine back, you can still kind of do it. You can also make her, obviously, since she's the daughter of Magneto in the comics, bring Silver Surfer back, because you see him kind of in WandaVision, and it's not the Silver Surfer we know, but it makes sense. It's just, I think they're going to do what they did with Black Widow, and then by the time we get it, it's just going to be like, I love it, but And they're doing Elizabeth Olsen dirty, not just the character, but Elizabeth Olsen. And the only person I'm going to accept to do it, if they ever do it, would be Jack Schaefer and then Greta Gerwig. But it has to be rated R.
I don't think that I'm pretty sure if Greta did do something, it'd be she would have to have some sort of creative control.
Oh, complete creative control. And then I think if she teams up with Jack Schaefer, who has done WandaVision and who's doing Agatha right now, which I need Agatha to appear because I love Agatha. I'm just hopeful that it will happen. And then by the time we do get it, if we do, then it will be good. Yes. I'm still going to love it regardless because I'm a big fan of Elizabeth Olsen. But we all know Marvel hates women, especially the fans.
Oh, yeah, especially after that She-Hulk situation. Like, I didn't even watch the show, but when I found out that she was twerking with Megan Thee Stallion, I was like, hold up, where's the clips at?
I loved it. And then you see Deadpool and he's doing NSYNC. And I'm like, that's literally the same exact thing. So y'all can calm down. Okay, because She-Hulk's just that type of character. Y'all got to be for real about that. Plus, the joke she makes about Daredevil is hilarious. Sometimes she smashes walls, but other times she smacks Murdoch.
Yeah.
I mean, she does really good at breaking the fourth wall. And plus, she's a good actress, like, outside of the MCU. And I highly suggest watching her in that movie with Jake Gyllenhaal. I believe it's called Strong. It's so good.
To add that to my list.
I think it's on Netflix, but it just is about the Boston Marathon bombing. Like, they're together, but then they're not together. It's a whole thing. It's pretty good, though.
Okay.
But let's get into some other news. Marvel didn't really have a lot of announcements at San Diego Comic-Con. Obviously, we have Captain America 4, we have the Fantastic Four, and the Thunderbolts. And the only thing that has not leaked would be the Thunderbolts trailer. What are your thoughts on that not leaking? And what are your thoughts on, like, all the other projects?
Oh, the only thing I care about is Fantastic Four. Everything else, I've so burnt out from Marvel after Endgame. I followed Marvel for 15 years. And after Endgame, since Endgame, they've given us lackluster projects. Mm-hmm. And they've been paying these actors tons of money for mediocre projects. Mm-hmm. And I don't even understand the point of the TV shows because they never tie into the films and they have two completely different writers for the shows and the movies. It's like they don't even pay attention to what goes on to the show or even try to connect the shows to the movies.
Elizabeth Olsen did say that. Because I've said it before and I'll say it again. Like, in Multiverse Madness, she goes, don't you know what we're doing in WandaVision? And I'm like, oh, like, the writer just didn't want to do their research, and they basically repeated what already happened, but more of an R-rated version. I mean, I still love the movie regardless. They're the first ones to do the multiverse with the cameos, and they're the best to do it. But that's just my opinion on that.
I think the movie wasn't, I don't think it was as bad as some people say it was. It could have been worse, but it could have been better.
It was gory, and I think for me that I wanted it to be rated R and maybe about 45 minutes longer.
I think that would have, and I think also if they would have had the writers actually, you know, tie in what happened from the show into the film, that would have also made it better. But yeah, it's hard to get a gory film out of Marvel. It's hard to push the limits with PG-13.
Yeah. I mean, I think they did good with what they had. For me personally, though, the only announcement I'm looking forward to is the Thunderbolts, just because I see the chemistry there. I see the excitement there. I've read the description. I think Lewis Pullman is going to be a phenomenal fit for Century, aka Bob, because that's all he's wanting to call himself. And plus, you have the amazing Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And I think there's just going to be a perfect level of comedy and then, like, a serious tone. And I think that's an opportunity for them to, like, grow, like, some type of family relationship, which we didn't see with the Avengers.
Yeah. The Thunderbolts.
The trailer didn't leak, so I like that.
The Thunderbolts, I haven't heard too much about that. Captain America 4, I thought it was hilarious when I just saw a clip online of Anthony Mackie saying he wants Marvel to invite Tom Holland to his movie so he could rub it in his face.
Oh my gosh. When I was doing my other podcast, they were just mentioning how there's so many moving pieces in Captain America 4 that they're worried that there's not going to be, like, that moment for Anthony Mackie to show the audience as, like, hey, I'm fucking Captain America. I'm not Steve Rogers. I'm fucking Anthony Mackie, aka Sam Wilson, and I am not the Falcon. I am the Captain America. And there just needs to be some type of fight, some type of moment that like displays that to make them believe that. And especially since he doesn't have the serum and probably will never get the serum, I think there needs to be that moment.
Right. I think that and them getting Harrison Ford, that was a major bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard negative things about how he transforms into the Red Hulk. So I'm just going to reserve my right. I'm just going to reserve my opinions until I see the next trailer, because that was the trailer that was shown at Comic-Con. And I think that was also a trailer that wasn't like leaked or anything. Another one that I'm kind of excited for Fantastic Four, but like seeing how they interact like on the carpet, on the stage, like I'm just not seeing that chemistry that you would see in like the first family of Marvel, you know?
Yeah, I mean, hell, you might be surprised. We've been surprised before.
That's true. I want to be hopeful for it. They said they're going to appear in Avengers and the Thunderbolts, so we'll see about that. I think the problem is that we don't know who the lineup is. Like, obviously, when we saw the first Avengers, we knew who the lineup was. We practically knew who the lineup was for every single movie. But this is just, like, so much uncertainty, and it's supposed to release in 2 years. I don't see it releasing in 2 years. And if it does, I don't think it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah, I think they're kind of... I'm going to reserve my expectations. I just need a break from... Marvel, because I mean, everything's been lackluster the past 5 years or so. At the Guardians 3, after being so emotionally drained from that film, I was like, okay, I need a break.
Oh, that's valid. I went into that film expecting to like dislike it because I disliked the other two, but I was like completely surprised by how much I enjoyed it. And I'm looking for films that are enjoyable but also have a story that makes sense. And I don't know how you personally felt about Deadpool, but like how I felt about it is that the story makes no sense. It's bland, childish behaviors. I feel like there's just too many jokes. It just became like, and then you see Chris Evans as not Captain America, as Johnny Storm. And I was like, that was a bland performance. That wasn't Johnny Storm. That was more like Chris Evans just cussing at that point. Elektra was a cool. I never thought I'd see Jennifer Gardner back as Elektra like in my life. Gambit was cool. I'm glad they allowed him to finally do that. But I just felt like it was bland. It was boring. It was over. I left that theater feeling so overstimulated.
I didn't even care to watch the film because, like I said, I'm exhausted from Marvel, giving me lackluster projects. I said, you know what? I don't care about spoilers because I already had a coworker spoil it for me. I'll give it a year until I actually watch it. Until then, I'm just focused on.
That makes no sense.
I'm just focused on James Gunn DCU right now.
Oh. You know what? You're not missing out on anything. Was it a good theater experience? Yes. Is it comparable to Endgame and No Way Home? And maybe Multiverse Madness? Probably. But I could do without ever watching it again. Ryan Reynolds, if you guys are annoyed by Ryan Reynolds in general or don't even like him, you're going to feel 10 times that much. And I just don't think this film is rewatchable. I don't think it's going to hold up well. I think the only reason it's making money is obviously Hugh fucking Jackman. And I feel that it kind of ruins Logan. I know he's not from the Logan universe, but I think it ruins it. That is just my personal opinion on that. I get comics. You can call me dumb, whatever. Yeah, I think it ruins Logan. And the CGI masks were horrendous.
Oh, God. That's...
He played like four different variations of Logan. Like the iconic yellow suit, the yellow and brown suit, old man Logan, and then you have Henry Cavill that plays like one of the Logans.
That was so bland. Yeah, I saw like some pictures of that on Twitter, I think. But I will say it was pretty cool that he was able to get Wesley Snipes back as Blade.
Oh, no. He made that comment that says, I'm like Blade. There's only going to be one fucking Blade. I've never seen that original Blades. But to say that, especially knowing when there is a Blade movie that may or may not even happen, I thought that was kind of funny. But it's just like, bro, you got to shut the fuck up with these jokes. We're over. We get it. We get you're self-aware. But Ryan, you're just being Ryan.
I honestly don't think we're ever going to get Blade. I hate to say it. I love Mahershala Ali. He's one of my favorite actors, but they're effing with him.
Yeah, he's filming Jurassic World, so we're not getting it. And it's still sitting in the same slot. So either they casted a new person or they just haven't moved it yet. But, I mean, we're expecting more announcements at D23 Expo in a few weeks, but only expectations I can think of having would be an Agatha trailer, maybe a Daredevil trailer. I don't know what other shows are coming out, but those are the only shows in my mind. Maybe more of a slate announcement. I still think Marvel needs to stop with the exact dates just in case they need to move things out. Maybe just put the year, but whatever. But what are your expectations for D23? Like Star Wars, Marvel, and all that?
Well, Star Wars, I stay far away from that as possible. I keep my, from what I watch of the series and the shows, I mean the series and the movies, I keep my opinions to myself because that fan base is extremely misogynistic and racist. Mm-hmm. And they just make it seem like you can't have an opinion that differs from theirs.
I 1000% agree with you. I only care to hear more about Taika Waititi's movie with Star Wars because it's not going to have anything to do with it. We're going to expect to hear more about Grogu and The Mandalorian is my expectation. So Jon Favreau, which I'm glad he's not in Marvel because he doesn't. He's amazing in Marvel, but he needs to do his own thing. Dave Filoni's movie. And then I really am curious to know if we get a trailer or something for Andor season 2. And maybe, hopefully, please, I need an Obi-Wan season 2.
I think the Obi-Wan, the first season, the pacing was extremely slow.
Like, yeah, that's how they do it, sadly.
And that was my main gripe with the series. I didn't hate it. But, I mean, I was just like, when is shit going to pick up?
Yeah, it's so every Star Wars, this is how I find every Star Wars project. The first episode of anything is going to be the most boring episode. But once you get through that, it gets better. I don't know why it's like that, but it's like that.
And I don't know what to expect from D23, but aside from Star Wars stuff, I would like them to work on their animation department when it comes to Marvel. Like, do more animated shows that aren't tied to the MCU.
Do you think with What If that they should remove the A-list casting and just continue on? Because obviously, if you're going to get an A-list member, it's going to be more expensive.
Yes, I would much rather prefer that and do like what ifs, like maybe like what if Peter saved Gwen from falling off the bridge, or
I really want an episode of what following if, that comic line. I want so many episodes in What If. I want one of like, what if Natasha didn't escape the Red Room and Yelena did and became an Avenger? Or what if we get the comic line series where Natasha picks up Mjolnir? I can never pronounce it. I'm going to call him Jonathan. Thor's hammer. Like, just something like that would be cool. and with like less A-list people, they could keep it going. I haven't seen season two yet. I'll get around to it eventually. But I think that it would be probably better if they would just keep it like that.
I agree. I totally forgot that there was a season two of What If. That's how out of touch I am.
No, I'm just too lazy to watch it. I've never made it around to watching it. I barely watch Echo as it is. I really liked Echo. I totally like the format of Malt. It's a good show. I'm not going to lie. I was really surprised by how much I enjoyed it and how gritty it was. The only grief I had with it is like some scenes of like CGI fighting were just horrendous. And it just like made me think like, why can't we just get practical fighting scenes back with amazing stunts people? Like, did they not want to pay stunts people? Because like those look horrendous.
I totally forgot about that show until you just mentioned it.
It's good. I highly suggest it. Being as someone who's only ever watched Kingpin and maybe the Daredevil movie, I was really surprised by it.
Oh my God. You would love the Daredevil TV series.
I've tried. I got to get around to it. I just never, because like I grew up with Ben Affleck as my Daredevil. So it's just kind of hard to, you know, four seasons, like 20 episodes each. I just haven't made a round to it.
He was excellent.
It was. But I'm just hopeful we get another Agatha trailer, because we all know who's at the end of Witcher's Road, and that would be Wanda Maximoff. And Billy's in it. And I just want them to have more projects with the characters that we don't know what happened with next, like Sharon Carter. Where is she? I want to know where she is. Who is she talking to? Who is she working for?
Honestly, that thing, that made no sense at all.
Yeah, like now she's bad. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Like the whole, like, I understand like wanting to give the fans more female antagonists, but like, I'm confused on why she wanted them back in the States if she was just going to like betray them.
She has to be working for like Val or something, because there's like no other reason that she has to be working with Val. That's the only thing that makes sense to me, or she's working for someone in Captain America for. I just want them to like pick up some pieces and be like, yes, these are where the characters left off. This is where we can expect to see them next. It's just like a lot of things are up in the air, and it's just like a lot of time between appearances that bother me.
Yeah. But, it's just so confusing.
Yeah. But moving on to some positive news, which I know you are excited for. Superman has wrapped filming, but Jurassic World Rebirth has not yet, and they're expected to release in the same month. But what do you think about Superman? What are you excited for with Superman? And do you think it's going to be better than Marvel? Go for it. And what do you think about Zack Snyder's comments on not like loving the Superman suit? But he kind of like alluded to like not loving it. But go for it. Let me know.
Well, Zack can go fuck himself. I think that Zack's opinion is unwarranted. He does not know anything about comic books. The only comic he has read is Dark Knight Returns, and he just skimmed through it and completely missed the whole thing about the comic. Uh-huh. And just, Zack, shut up. Nobody asked for your opinion. Your Superman and your Batman suck. Your movies suck. But Superman Legacy, I'm excited about that, because I'm not a big fan of the lines on the suit. But other than that, the suit looks beautiful.
Okay.
And you can tell that James Gunn is actually putting a lot of thought and care into these films, into his whole universe. Because Zack Snyder, the problem with him is he tried to make all of his heroes grounded and realistic, which I think takes the fun out of comic book films, is when you try to make realistic comic book characters. It just sometimes it's okay to be comic booky, if that makes sense.
Yes, because at the end of the day, they're adapting from sources. And I get that people hate on comic book movies, but let's be real. Comic book movies, especially DC, Marvel, they're the ones that hold these theaters together. If they didn't exist, then I'm pretty sure a lot of theaters would have closed down during COVID. And they may be bad, they may be good, but they're still filmmaking. And I'm excited to see what type of story James Gunn tells. And for the love of God, I'm excited that it's not going to be dark and I can't be able to see the screen.
Oh my God.
I can never see the screen with Zack Snyder. I'm like, can we turn up the brightness on this? And can we get some better color grading? And please get Gal Gadot out of this movie.
Yeah. Because James Gunn did say that the Superman suit in his film was made by his mother. And that's his suit was
like Superman's mother?
Yes.
Okay.
Martha Kent, because she made his suit in the comics. There's a panel in Superman for All Seasons where a kid compliments him on his suit, and he said, "Thanks, my mom made it for me."
So it's kind of going to be like similar to how we saw the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, where he's drawing it out. Obviously, it's going to be his mother, like drawing it out, making multiple designs, and then just like, I feel like maybe this, I think, would be really cool, like a kind of a nod to Spider-Man, is that he has his own suit type of thing that he puts together real quick, and then by the end of the movie, we get the Superman suit.
I would like that.
I just think that's a good nod and just very respectful to the character, because in Henry Cavill's, we don't know how he gets that suit. He just has it.
Zack Snyder. Okay.
I don't think in any of the movies we ever find out how he gets his suit. Like, he just has it.
Yeah, like, the biggest problem with Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie, but it is not a good comic book or Superman movie.
I think he just wanted a story about people. And he just didn't want to pay. I don't think that man's ever opened up a comic book in his life.
No, I don't think he has either, because the Man of Steel, the mm-hmm. film looks good, but the story is terrible and the characters are written poorly. And you can't cover that up with good cinematography, visual effects, mm-hmm. and cool action sequences. Like,
see, I like what James Gunn did with the Suicide Squad, because I feel like that's the most we like saw of Harley Quinn other than the Harley Quinn movie. And it just made me appreciate it more, because like the first time I saw it, I fell asleep. I'm not gonna lie, I fell asleep. It was boring. But then I rewatched it again. I'm like, this shit's good. And then you have that really cool hallway scene with her, and just good music, good outfits. I love Harley Quinn, in case y'all don't know.
Yeah, I think he said it took them 1 or 2 weeks to shoot that hallway scene.
That's fucking Margot Robbie's awesome.
And that was, I have to go rewatch that movie now, because that was incredible. I wasn't expecting much going into that film, because all the other DC films were shitty.
Uh-huh.
But that exceeded. I'm glad that I was wrong. I like to be wrong.
No, me too. I love that I was wrong about Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and I love that I was wrong about the Suicide Squad the second watch, and I loved I was wrong about Dune the second watch, because I'm honest, I fell asleep with Dune,
and
but I watched it again, and I'm like, I love this. I need to see the second one.
I think the main problem with Zack Snyder's Man of Steel is that he tried way too hard to make Superman grounded. And I already did a video explaining a bunch of stuff that was wrong with it. But like, the whole thing about Clark is he helps people because he was raised by two loving parents that taught him right from wrong, and he likes to help people because it's the right thing to do, and he has a good heart. But in Man of Steel, it's like, it's your destiny. You are the chosen one. The
suit is bestowed upon you. What did you think about him letting his father die in Man of Steel?
I absolutely hated that. A lot of people try to rationalize it, saying, he didn't want to let his identity be revealed. It's stupid because in the comics, Jonathan died from a heart attack, and that teaches Clark that no matter how strong he is, no matter how fast he is, all these
things happen.
Yes, that he is unable to save his someone that's close to him from a natural disaster.
Yeah. The one thing I really didn't like about Man of Steel was that, and the fact that, like, he kind of just has the powers. Like, we don't ever find out how he finds out about him, how the parents find out about them. When do they tell him that he landed in an alien spaceship? Like, there's just not a lot about that. And I think the James Gunn movie has a good opportunity to do that.
Another thing I really hated is that they didn't take the time to humanize him. Like, he spends most of the time as Kal-El rather than Clark Kent. And despite all these gifted powers that he has and him being from Krypton, Clark, at the end of the day, I don't care what anyone says, he's a human. I mean, when he realized that he is an alien from another galaxy, he does his best to keep his Kryptonian heritage, honor his Kryptonian heritage, while also loving the people from Earth.
Yeah. I can see that. I'm excited for the movie. Hopefully it turns out really good and it's not like what they got before with Zack Snyder, because Zack Snyder must be stopped in every single thing he does. I mean, they're going to release, oh my gosh, did you hear about Zack? Okay. I gotta rant about this. Did you hear that Zack Snyder will be re-releasing his films, Rebel Moon director's cut? What are your thoughts about that?
I heard about this after I think the first one came out. I didn't see the second one or the director's cut. I think Brandon was talking about it on his TikTok page. Brandon or someone else, I can't even remember who it was, but what's the point of him making these director's cuts if, like, the original film is shitty?
Yeah, it's just like, oh, I'm just going to release the director's cut. I was like, first of all, who's giving you that much money? Second of all, why wasn't that just released to begin with? Because you made it, you're the director, so why not release what you have?
Right.
And I was listening to a really interesting panel in Comic-Con, and it was the director of The Equalizers, I can't remember his name, and the guy from the Iron Patriot. The movie with Nick Cage. The Patriot. Oh my gosh. And they were talking about... Yeah. So good. Both really good speakers. It was like directors on directors. And they were asked, like, how do you feel about director's cuts? And they go, the movie's the fucking movie. Like, everything that's been cut out was cut out for a purpose. The movie is the fucking movie. So clearly Zack Snyder always has an intention of releasing some type of director's cut. Like, the movie's the movie that was released. Like, I'm sorry, like, the second Justice League, the movie's the movie. Like, I'd rather have that shitty one than this one that was so unnecessarily long. Hello?
Yeah. Sorry, disconnected. Bad Wi-Fi. Crappy Wi-Fi.
But yeah, the movie is the movie. But tell me your thoughts on that, if you heard me. If you need me to repeat it, let me know.
Antoine Fuqua, very underrated director. But the director's cuts all started from Zack Snyder not getting his vision from Justice League. And then when fans got that, everyone wanted director's cuts for literally everything. Mm-hmm. So I blame the Zack Snyder fan base because of this. So this is y'all's fault. And so you're telling me that you made a shitty version of a movie on purpose just to release a director's cut of the same shitty film?
The movie is the movie that was released. There's no changing that. And I really liked how they talked about it and they both agreed on it. He's like, the movie's a fucking movie.
Right.
He also doesn't like Mel Gibson, I found out listening to that, which was super funny. I was like, I don't think anybody likes Mel Gibson. He's okay. He's a good actor, but nobody likes him.
I was late to the party on Mel Gibson.
I enjoy him. I watched him in Mad Max. Mad Max movies are good, but that's, I mean, The Patriot's his best movie, in my opinion. I still got to watch his other stuff. Like, I've seen Braveheart, but I got to rewatch it just to refresh my memory. But he makes a lot of good things. But let's move on to some other topics that we got. Have you seen any of the Aliens, Greg?
I've seen the first one. I'm going to watch the second one most likely today or tomorrow.
Okay. Are you planning to see Alien Romulus, though?
Oh, my God, yes. The trailer has me so hyped. Every time I see it, I get chills through my body.
So we saw some more looks at Comic-Con. We got an additional trailer. I got a free face hugger mask that I had to get rid of because apparently it was scaring some people in my house. And I got a free IMAX ticket, so I got to use that. But I'm just so excited for the story that they're going to tell. And the fact that it takes place during the same time as Ripley is like genius, because it's not going to affect Ripley's story, which I think it needs to fix the last two movies that Ripley were in, because those were so horrendous. Stop after the second one. You don't need to watch anything else after James Cameron, because it will ruin it.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that.
Yeah, you're not missing out. But I'm excited for this because he was like, a lot of people fucking died. That's what the director said.
Yeah.
They asked a lot of good questions in that panel. I'm so excited to see the gore, the death. She's going to be so good.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to, I'll re-watch the first one, then the second one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's going to be enjoyable. I'm excited that Kaylee Spaney is taking on this new type of role. She's very diverse, so I think she's just showing her acting chops. What else was I excited? There was one thing. I forgot the girl from Madam Web is in it, and there was a fan who asked her, like, what the difference was between preparing for this and Madam Web. I was like, these movies are not the same, my guy.
I don't even want to.
They're absolutely different movies. She didn't know what to say.
God, I'm not even going to get in. I refuse to watch that film.
It was so bad. It was so good. Like, I know it's a bad movie. But it's kind of like a lot of Adam Sandler movies are so bad. They're so good. Like, you just have a fun time with it, whether you're making fun of it or you're just laughing throughout. Like, I'm sorry, as soon as I saw Dakota Johnson, like, in her wheelchair and she's blind, I'm cracking up. I'm dying.
I saw that clip on TikTok, and literally The dude that was filming it, his whole theater was laughing.
I just had a fun time with it. I watched it when it came on streaming, but it was a fun time. Oh my gosh. But that was a funny question. And then they asked a question, who would win, Alien versus Predator? And I was like, there's three movies on it. There's multiple movies on this thing. And he goes, you got to be specific on like which alien and which version of Predator is going to win.
God, I don't even want to. Sony, I still
just think needs first to Predator would beat first Alien, because I think Predator trains by killing the aliens, is from what I understand. If I'm wrong, guys, you can put it in the comments. You can tell me on TikTok that I'm wrong. But I'm excited for the movie because Kaylee Spaney's in it. And she looked so scared when they came out and there was like a bunch of little face huggers crawling around and some guy like fake died in front of her. She didn't know what to do.
That I can't remember if I've seen her in a lot of stuff or not.
Priscilla, Civil War. I still think Civil War will obviously be better than Alien. But I think that Priscilla is going to help, that has helped elevate her to just continue to take roles. And I think Kirsten Dunst helped her because they were filming Civil War and then she called Sofia Coppola and like recommended her as Priscilla. And I think she killed it as Priscilla Presley.
Let's see. What else was Haley? You said Civil War?
Yeah, she's in Civil War as like one of the photographers.
Okay. Now I know who you're talking about.
And then she plays Priscilla Presley in Priscilla. Oh my gosh. But I'm excited for that. And we got some finishing touches on the news today. House of the Dragon, season 2, finale is tonight. Craig, what are your thoughts on the season so far? And I know you're working on Game of Thrones right now. What are your thoughts on Game of Thrones so far? I'm only on like season 2-ish, I think, right now.
I'm about to finish season 3. And so far, I'm just waiting for them to kill Joffrey, that little piece of shit.
I know. They will. I don't remember what season they do. That's why we don't really watch it. Is that like, I know what happens. And I just rather watch House of the Dragon because obviously it's a prequel. And I was watching Game of Thrones for Daenerys. And I'm like, where is this bitch? I know she's in the show, guys. I know. We're late to the party. But what are your thoughts on House of the Dragon so far for the season? And are you excited for the finale tonight? And what are your hopes for the finale tonight?
Well, if I'd watch it, then I would give you my thoughts, but I don't want to be spoiled too much because I feel like if I watch it, then I'm going to be spoiled for something that's going to come later on in Game of Thrones. And I know there's 8 seasons. I'm about to finish season 3. Right now, I usually try to watch like 2-3 episodes a day. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to catch up as quick as possible so I can get the House of the Dragon, but mm-hmm. I can't watch more than one show at a time because my mind goes to other places and mm-hmm. it's hard for me to concentrate on more than one thing at once.
I need One-Eyed Eamon to go. I don't know when he goes. Allison, I don't know what that hoe's doing, but why is she in the middle of the woods? She needs to get out of this wood. What are we doing? You need to be home with your child who is injured because your sadistic one-eyed son is being mean to him and hurting him. Because I will roundhouse Eamon. I'm serious. He killed poor Maelys, Rhaenys. I love how Rhaenyra was talking in a High Valyrian. That was amazing. I would love to, I know they're not ever going to interact because they're two different ages. They're in two different worlds. I know, but it'd be cool to see how she interacts with like Daenerys. Like it would just be awesome because she is the queen of dragons and the mother of dragons. She's building up her dragon army So we can already expect that after this show, we can see why there's no dragons in House of the Dragon. But I do want to show about, is it Aemon or Aegon? Aegon the Conqueror. I think that would be really cool. I still see a vision of Elizabeth Olsen being in the show. That would be really cool. But I'm already sad that it's ending.
And I don't even know if I want to get to the end of Game of Thrones, because I've heard so much bad shit about the ending. Actors don't like the ending, so that
because technically he hasn't finished the book, so like the writers had to do what they had to do. And my thing is like, what happens when he does finish the book? How are they going to fix that? Can they fix that? Would they fix that? And the answer is probably no. I mean, the actors didn't like how it ended. It didn't make sense. I mean, obviously, I've never seen the show all the way through, but I know how it ends.
Yeah, that, I'm iffy on if I should wait, if I should actually finish the whole thing or wait till towards the end and just jump to House of Dragon.
I think you should just watch House of the Dragon. That's just my opinion on that. Just because I think it's really good performances by every single actor in the show. I'm just excited. I mean, I Googled how they all die. I don't remember how Aemon dies, but he needs to go soon. Sir Kristen, you gotta go. I don't remember what season he's supposed to go in, but he's gotta go. Mm. I need it to happen. Can it happen? I was happy with the last episode because he wasn't in it, so it was a nice break from him. Oh, gosh.
I'll have to finish what I'm currently, the season I'm currently on, and maybe I can focus on two things at once.
Yeah,
maybe I
can kind of encourage me to watch it, but I kind of find Game of Thrones like hard to get into. I don't know. I've been having a hard time like staying interested in it, and plus Joffrey just aggravates me. So
that's how I feel about Breaking Bad. Like my cousin, like my dad had like binge watched it in like a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. I've only seen the first episode, and like it's hard for me to get into that show. I don't know why I keep saying that I'm going to start it, but I get interested in other show that deters me.
No, dude, you have to be like invested in a show for it to like get your attention. It's hard for me to like binge watch a show. Like it took me forever to watch Killing Eve, but when I watched it, like the last season sucks. But yeah, that I'm excited for tonight. So excited to see what they do. But that is episode 11 of the Midcasters. We were off for a little bit, so we're glad you came back. I'm your co-host, Jalen. You can find me at Lost in Life Translation on the Tick of the Talk because I'm always lost and confused in life. Jalen Sanderson on Twitter and Sandra Loves Movies on the Letter of the Box. Craig, where can they find you?
It's been a while since we've done this. I almost forgot how to do it. on TikTok, Letterboxd, and Instagram, all the same name, Craig Jr. 97. Post on TikTok and Letterboxd like as much as possible. And not just movie content, but also comic books as well. But yeah, don't forget to like our page, share, comment, leave your thoughts, anything that's respectful, or you will be blocked.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys have any questions, you know what to do. Leave it in the comments. But that's all for today. I'm Jalen, and this is
the Craig, your favorite comic book and film talker.
Awesome. Bye-bye.
Bye.